Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter, of course. But up next, Tommy, what you got?
The postman always rings twice.
The postman always rings twice. I said the exact same way.
I thought it was Tommy.
I tell you.
Shirley, stop.
But Tommy's mouth wasn't moving and yours was.
I was.
That's the only thing that gave it away.
I'm going to try it again. The postman always rings twice.
Dang, Junior.
I'm good, ain't I? I make it sound
Dang,
just like
Junior, you sounded just like him that time.
He's going to make me out of work.
I'm not hearing this. Run it, Cat. I'm not hearing this with y'all. Let's go. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Carlos. This is he. Who this? My name's Benny, man. Benny Phipps. Hey, you, I want to make sure I got the right person. You work for the post office, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you deliver mail off of Murphy Road?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I live at... First of all, I wanted to make sure I had the right postman. Now, it's been brought to my attention that there's a postman that has been stopping by my house, and what I'm not understanding is why are you bringing mail to my door opposed to just putting mail in the mailboxes on the street where everybody got their mailboxes at?
What do you say? You say it again?
I live at Murphy Road.
Murphy Road. Yeah, I deliver over there, but you say delivering packages at your house?
No, I said you've been bringing mail to my house and opposed. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, Carlos. My wife is at home all day. She don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is you've been stopping by there on more than one occasion on a daily basis. You coming by there 2-3 times, you know. But what I'm understanding, there ain't no mail being brought over there. I'm trying to figure out what are you doing at my house. Now, what really brought all this to a head, because you already know what's going on. Let me go on and let you know that, Carlos. I do know what's going on. I picked up the clothes from the cleaners this morning, and to my attention, it's a man's post office shirt in my package.
What color was it?
It's blue, light blue.
I got a blue one.
Okay, well, explain this to me. How your shirt get in my house?
Do it have my name on it? Because that could be anybody's shirt.
Okay, so hold on. What you trying to say? Is more postmen stopping by my house?
Yeah, man. Sometimes, you know, we do have different guys in that neighborhood, you know, because I really
Here's
don't...
my problem, man. My problem is this, is that my wife is at home all day, every day. And my understanding is that you stopping by there
First of all, you can call the 1-800 number because how did you get my number, dude?
Hey, don't worry about that. I find ways. How you get my address that you stopping by there every morning? Huh?
I just deliver what they give me to deliver, and dude, I put the mail in a box, and this is a package I don't get out.
Excuse me?
I don't, dude. That wasn't me, dude.
I go to the cleaners this morning and pick up clothes, and it is a post office shirt in there that evidently belonged to a man. That's got to be, it must be yours.
That's none of mine, man. That's not mine. I have all mine over here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do, Carlos. Because, Carlos, let me tell you something. I know you're lying. See, and what you're doing is you're delivering more than mail at my house, and I know it, Carlos. You understand me? So, listen.
That's not me, dude.
Excuse me?
That's not me. It can't be me.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you come on Murphy Road tomorrow, okay, I'm going to be out there at the mailboxes waiting on you.
For what?
Because me and you going to handle this problem that we got tomorrow morning when you bring the mail. So when you bring the mail, bring your too. Okay, Carlos?
Hey, hold on. Are you threatening me?
I'm telling you, when you bring the mail, bring your too.
Dude, I didn't come at you like that. You ain't got to come at me like that. Dude.
Hey, man, you came up in my house, and I know you was
dude,
in my house.
I told you that wasn't me, man.
Post office shirt in my house.
Dude, that was not me. I don't know where you live. I don't know who the you are, but you threatening me, dude.
Hey, man, I'll see you in the morning at the mailbox. Bring your Carlos.
I'm off tomorrow, but I will come to your house with plain clothes on and whoop your
What you say?
You want to with me?
Hey, you the...
It's on. Where you... Murphy Road. I will be there.
Murphy Road. Bring your... Because what you're not going to keep doing is running up in my house while I'm out at work trying to earn a living for my family, and you up in my house laying up, and you're leaving your clothes. I found some mace in there. I guess that's what you use when you spray on them dogs. I found that, too.
I'm going to bring some extra mace. I'm going to spray your with that mace. I'm going to knock your
out.
So you this I tell you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
out
in
the mail,
waiting, Carlos. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Excuse me?
This a I told you I wasn't the one, but if you wanna with me, the wrong for real.
Okay, cool.
When
I see you tomorrow,
it's on. It's whatever. Hey, you threatening me and all that, but I tell you what, I will come over there in some plain clothes and whoop your because you're not gonna make me lose my job, dog.
Okay.
That's my job. That's- But
whatever it's got to be. I don't care if you're in the post office uniform. I don't give a damn if you're in your pajamas, Carlos. But when you come to that mailbox and I find you out there by the mailboxes, that's your man. Because I know you've been in my house, Carlos.
I'm telling you, I'm there.
Okay, so be it then. So be it. I got one more thing else I want to tell you before you get there.
Tell me what, you know, I recall me.
Well, is you listening to me?
Yeah.
This. His nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker.
Oh, you. You. Ain't this a. Ain't this a. Oh, I'm gonna get that tomorrow.
Carlos, you all right, man?
Ah, dude, I'm driving. Pull over to the side of the road. I'm hanging out the truck. I'm about to go crazy. I'm on my way to your house right now. I was on my way to your house. I just got off of work. Damn, I'm gonna get
him. Oh man, hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Radio Show. No doubt, all the way.
That's a bit much, though, wasn't it?
Oh man, dog. Tommy,
you don't be nervous or nothing. You don't think nobody be looking for you?
Oh, I didn't have people run up on me, Junior. I didn't have you run up on me.
What did that guy say that one time to you? Were you in Starbucks or something?
Oh,
to
the grocery store?
You don't remember that, Shirley?
Yeah. But I thought you had another incident. But hurry up. We're running out of time.
But anyway, we was in the grocery store, and I'm at the deli, and the dude said, hey, you Tommy, you really is stupid. I said, hold up, man. When I got through cussing this dude out, I cleared the whole deli. I had lost it for about 15 seconds. I mean, completely lost it for 15 seconds. That's when I had Uncle Steve told me, hey, man, your ass got to quit tripping.
All right, coming up next, the Strawberry Letter. This crazy show right here. Lord.